Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, speaking about the current opening on the Supreme Court. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit KCIIradio.com. And lastly, before I let you go, Supreme Court Justice Scalia passed away over 2 months ago. Can you give us an update or some insight into your thoughts regarding filling the Supreme Court justice seat?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do it. I'm surprised you haven't asked me before, but I'm glad to answer now. And that is that, could I give you just a little bit of history before I answer your question? And in the history of our country, there's been 33 people nominated for justice not approved by the Senate. Five of them never even were brought up in the United States Senate. And then we had vacancies in Lyndon Johnson's administration that Nixon filled. And then in the last 30 years, we've had a lot of statements by different senators that that said that president who's in his last year, can't run for re-election. If there's a vacancy, it should be filled by the new president. So this is not some, I think a lot of people might think this is some Republican scheme to keep Obama from putting somebody on the Supreme Court, but it's pretty much the common sense approach of senators over a long period of time and even history practice that we would leave it then for who's sworn in January 20th. 2017 to fill the vacancy, and a majority of the Senate has that feeling right now, and that's our position, and it's constitutional from the standpoint that the president can nominate. This president decided to nominate. The Senate can consent or not consent or withhold consent, and a majority of the Senate has decided to follow the practice of previous people saying that the new president should do it, and that's where we are.
And do you think this will have any effects on your campaign come November?
I don't think so. I'm going to campaign hard enough so it doesn't. I'm going to go through my whole record, and I would think one thing would not make that big of a difference. In the final analysis, you got to do what's right. You can't, something this important you can't do just for political reasons.
That's been today's Washington Page with Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit KCIIradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.